It's been called France's rock and roll circus, with impressive acrobatic displays and incredible feats of human strength. Welcome to France's Company XY. The first time you see Company XY's performers take to the air, you might wonder how much danger they're in. The circus troupe's high-flying, human-powered performances have taken it around the world, without ropes, safety harnesses or nets. The show, says production director Peggy Donk, is aimed at pushing the boundaries of what the human body can do. It might be a four-person tower standing on each other's shoulders or an upside-down pirouette on someone's head 5 metres above the audience.
This company is particular because we are only using one thing in circus, it's hand-to-hand.
Ms. Donk says the show's magic has not changed for her since it began in 2014.
We are 22 people on stage. That's something magical because there's no trapeze, no Chinese mass, nothing else. I think for them, when you are base or flyer, it's the best company you can be.
Following tours in Europe, the Americas and Japan, the troupe has travelled to Australia for the first time, performing as part of the Perth Festival. The show, which translates as It's Not Yet Midnight, starts as an onstage brawl but turns into a story of trust between the individuals, with the performance becoming more daring as the show goes on. Perth Festival Artistic Director Wendy Martin says she was ecstatic when the group agreed to perform at this year's event.
When I sat in Rennes in France and I saw this show, immediately it spoke to my heart and I knew people would love it. Not only are they extraordinary acrobats, but that show is really about trust. I mean, acrobatics is about trust. You throw someone up as high in the air as those guys go and you've got to trust someone's going to catch you.
One of the biggest factors that sets the group apart from other circuses is how the performers create their show. Every person in the troupe helped create the performance and it evolves slightly each time someone wants to try and learn a different role, letting the acrobats play to their strengths. Whether that involves being catapulted off a seesaw or suspended on top of a tower of people, the troupe is responsible for looking after one another on stage. But Zinzio Agema, who joined XY after touring through Europe as part of an acrobatic duo, says safety was not the most challenging part of making the show work.
I think the most difficult part was that everybody was happy with it because we are a collective and we don't have anybody making the decisions for us. So we wanted everybody to feel good about the show and to find a spot for themselves or to find something that they really like in the show.
Ms. Oagema is one of the group's flyers, performing such acts as flipping through the air to land in the splits across two people's shoulders, two stories up.
We had different elements that we wanted to work with, which is obviously the acrobatics and the group work that we do. Other than that, we wanted to add enjoyable element, let's put it like that. So we worked with Lindy Hop, which is a swing dance.
The troupe is performing in Perth for the rest of the week before it continues its grueling tour back to Europe the following week. The timetable may be intense and the physical requirements incredible, but Peggy Donk says the performers love what they do.
I think we succeed in doing something magical. They can do something very acrobatic and it can be scary, but they are not lying. They are always on stage. I think it's a nice lesson of life on solidarity and to care for each other.
Kyle Brown, SBS News.